In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I am, Jesus said. And they picked up stones to stone him. I am, Jesus said. And Judas, the soldiers, and the officials drew back and fell to the ground in Gethsemane. I am is the name God gave to Moses in the burning bush, the holy name of God that delivers his people by the blood of a lamb and through water. When he called himself I am, the Jews knew full well he claimed to be God, so they tried to kill him. But his time had not yet come. Soon it will come. He will lay down his life, for by his cross Jesus honors his Father, and by the cross the Father glorifies the Son. We've learned how to live with Jesus, but we also must learn how to die with him. These words can sting. We'd rather not talk about it. We cover our children's ears and tell them everything will be okay, but we don't know that. It could get worse, far worse. It could lead to hundreds of thousands of deaths, if not far more. We could be numbered among them. God knows all things, but we don't. We turn to his word and hear him say, "There will be earthquakes, famines, and pestilences in various places, and fearful events." He told you beforehand, for he knows it all. But it's not exactly what we want to hear. We want to hear that no disaster will come near us, that everything will work out for our good. Like the Jews, how easily we divorce one passage from its scriptural context and assume this will all pass in a couple of months. Our lives will continue on as God planned, because God promised good things for us. The problem is, that's not what Christ says or means. He never says we will be spared this virus or live a long, prosperous life. That's what we want him to do. But we succumb to diseases just as easily as others. None of this should surprise you, because Christ told you all of it beforehand. But he also told you what you are to do when these things happen. When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. These things are calls to humility, patience, and faith. We must believe what Christ says. He does not lie. No one can prove him guilty of sin. We are the sinners who have ruined this world. We cannot give life. We cannot save life. At times we can briefly extend it, but not forever. We are helpless without him. Maybe the economy will bounce back, maybe not. Maybe you will be spared, maybe not. Maybe it will all be over by summer, maybe not. Either way, let us stand up. Let us lift up our heads to the clouds of heaven, for I am is coming back in the flesh. The last day is fast approaching. The last day of the world, or perhaps first, the last day of your life. Either way, stand up and lift up your head right now, eagerly desiring your redemption. Even if you contract a virus, lift up your head, for Jesus does not lie to you. His promise remains true. If anyone keeps my word, he will never see death. His word is filled with life, for he is the resurrection and the life. He is I am, God eternal. No man can redeem you. No man can carry your sins, much less offer a sacrifice for them, but God can and God has. In the account with the Jews, he hid himself from them for a time because his time had not yet come. But in Gethsemane, he stood with head lifted up to see his betrayer approaching. God was arrested. God was beaten and scourged. God was nailed to a tree. He is I am, the God who saves his people by the blood of the Lamb, and he is that Lamb of God. Only his blood can set us free from our sins. If anyone keeps my word, he will never see death, Jesus says. He speaks a word of life, because he has secured that life by his life, death, and resurrection. So let go of your will, your desire, your wants, your solutions. See His will, His wants, His solutions to your problem. See Him holding the keys of death and life. He gave you life in your mother's womb. He gave you life in eternal He gave you eternal life in holy baptism. Do not misunderstand this life as the Jews did. They misquoted Him, saying, "If anyone keeps my word, he will never taste death." But that is not what He said. He said, "If anyone keeps my word, he will never see death." You may taste death. And unless our Lord returns, you will taste death. But you will never see death, because you see Christ suspended from a tree, dying in your place, rising from His grave. Do not worry about angels and lights and tunnels. Do not see viruses, hospitals, and death. See Jesus. Fix your eyes on Him, the author and perfecter of your faith, who sits down at the very right hand of God. Only His blood washed your many sins away in holy baptism. Let nothing distract you from Him. Sing with the poet. "Hold thou thy cross before my closing eyes, shine through the gloom and point me to the skies. Let me see nothing but You, O Lord. Take away everything that subverts my gaze, only let me see You." When we see Jesus, then we walk on water with St. Peter, and nothing can sink us. When we're distracted by anything else, we begin to sink. In these days, there is much to distract us. But let not these things distract your thoughts. Let not your thoughts linger on them. Dwell on Christ. He gives a better promise than freedom from disease, another 50 years, or a return to normalcy. He promises eternal life. When He entered the grave and left that grave, He forever changed death and the grave. So when we taste physical death, our eyes are actually opened and we visibly see Him. With your own two eyes, we see Him. Because for the Christian, death is only a transition between seeing Jesus by faith and seeing Jesus by sight. Through it all, our gaze remains fixed on Him. We do not see death. We see life, Him who is the resurrection and the life. In death, our physical eyes are actually opened and we visibly see Him. With our own two eyes, we see Him. So God has turned your greatest enemy into the greatest good. So when earthquakes, famines, pestilences, and fearful events begin to happen, you will see men fainting from terror, apprehensive of what is coming on the world. Do not be like them. For you see Jesus, who by His death forever changed death. You see your God buried for 3 days in your grave. You see Him rising. You see Him ascending. You see Him ruling over all things. You see Him giving you life in the Holy Supper. Death cannot harm you. It takes nothing away from you. It deprives you of no joy. Christ has turned it into a peaceful slumber, a gate, a door. And when you enter, you will have gladness of heart. So let us confess with St. Paul, "To live is Christ, to die is gain." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.